This video is dedicated to my three kids in high school who were greatly impacted by the life of Charlie Kirk, especially over the last 2 years, some of them watching him every day for the last 2 years, listening to the way that he would argue with others to help to bring them to know Christian values as well as conservative values, really loving the courage that he had and that he showed. And so then I asked them, what would you say if you could speak? What did he mean to you? And they said this: he was an American hero. He embodied traditional American values and wasn't afraid to speak on them. He revitalized Christianity and conservative values in American youth. And to not forget about the soul of Irina Zarutska, the woman that was stabbed in the subway, that her life cannot be forgotten. And Charlie lights a way forward for us. But it's said best by this priest that I saw on Facebook, Father Dave. Listen to this. Whoever shot Charlie Kirk knew they would turn him into a hero for the conservative movement. The bad guys were surely smart enough to calculate for that. So what were they possibly thinking would outweigh that in the assassination? Clearly, the shooter believed fear would get the better of us conservative, as he himself probably only serves Satan, who exclusively uses fear as a motivator. So the shooter, or his handlers, projected that fear onto us, thinking that if killing Charlie Kirk turns him into a hero, at least no conservative would be insane enough to follow in his footsteps by being so bold in their teaching as him. Well, that's where the bad guys went really wrong in their calculations. Not only do we see Kirk as a hero, the words of my son, and some see him as a martyr, but his death gives us tons more courage to take the flame of truth and run even faster with it, even to the point of death, if need be. Bring it. I went to confession yesterday. I'm ready to go like him for speaking the truth. I'm ready to die for teaching Jesus Christ as the only way to heaven. I couldn't have said it better myself. He lights the way forward for us. And the way forward is the same path that the martyrs took, that Jesus Christ took, that the apostles took, that all the ones that we call heroes or saints took. And that's the witness of the faith and the witness of martyrdom. Our world and our country need a serious exorcism, and nothing casts out Satan like the death of a holy one. That's a sacred thing to God. And we should be willing to follow in the footsteps of these people that we see. God is trying to tell us something. And I don't know if we really want to listen. But if we don't listen, we're going to die anyway. So we might as well follow in his footsteps and let him light the way forward. Please pray with me for the repose of his soul. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. May his soul and the soul of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.